Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com. So there's a golf tournament going on, right? PGA Championship. And a golfer named John Rahm hit a tee shot, and it hit an ESPN anchor in the face at 181 miles an hour.
That's weird.
The anchor's named Sage Steele. It's a woman. And her face was covered in blood.
There was a woman that was just hit with a batted baseball the other day, another female reporter. That's weird.
Yeah.
It was 95 miles per hour off the bat. The ball off the bat hit her also in the face.
I didn't know golf balls go that fast.
Golf balls can go very fast.
181 miles an hour.
And it hit her where?
Hit her in the face. She was
the nose, the eye,
she
the
was
chin?
On the ground holding her nose, mouth, chin, that area.
At least it's small, a golf ball, relatively.
And her hand, but that's like getting hit with a bullet. She was done doing her work, and she was just watching the tournament from the media gallery.
Was this a line drive, or was this a real high drive?
It was a tee shot.
It was a tee shot.
Yeah.
Wow.
He hit it hooked into the trees. He yelled four and started aggressively waving his arms. It hit her in the face and ended up in the center of the fairway. It hit her face so hard.
Oh, it bounced off her face, huh?
Right, yeah.
Oh, then that's good for him.
He ended up with a good lie, yeah.
The people are part of the, right? They're not considered a do-over or something. They're part of the course.
I don't know.
Because that's true in most sports. The officials are considered part of, so if it bounces off an official, that's too bad. It's in play, whatever. Right.
Wow. Especially if you don't see it coming. You don't know it's coming.
I'm actually voting right now.
Oh, you're filling out your home ballot?
I started to. The first thing you notice, there you vote twice for U.S. Senator. This is Alex Padilla is the person in the position. It's Kamala Harris as it's the rest of her term. So there's actually the first thing on the ballot is to vote for the full term, which will begin in January of 2023 and go the 6 years. Then you look at the second thing on the ballot, and it's the short term. Unexpired term ending January 3rd, 2023. So in that one, you're voting for somebody. I don't know what happens if two different people win.
Well, and they serve two different...
Somebody serves for the few months.
For the few months. Oh, yeah. Vote against him both times.
Oh, I'm not voting for Padilla.
He's a dope.
Another cast off from horrible California politics. Washington, D.C. learning they're all turds.
Another one who passed through the intestine.
Oh, my God. Well, we're back to talking about the criminal justice system in L.A. County and, in this particular case, the city of Los Angeles. This is quite a story by another wonderful reporter for the El Segundo Times, Kevin Rector, who I believe is usually pictured with a backwards baseball cap. Am I right? Is that the old picture? They still using that
yeah,
one?
I think so. Oh, that makes him cool.
Yes.
That makes anybody...
Either that or it's a beanie. I can't tell, but he's got his head tilted, smiling.
You know what? This story is worth printing out and carrying with you at all times.
Yes, it is.
And when you ever hear some moron talking about what we need to do, it's so terrible what we do to let the homeless in the streets suffering like that, pull this article out. This explains everything. This is what we're fighting against.
We need treatment, not jail. Well, guess what? There's a diversion program in Los Angeles, which is designed to keep mentally ill or addicted or homeless adults out of jail and instead go to treatment. And you know what's happened since they started this? 3/4 of the nearly 300 people deemed eligible for this program have chosen to continue with prosecution and not to take treatment. What does that tell you? It's called the Alternatives to Incarceration Diversion Program. It launched at LAPD jail last summer. It's designed for people basically charged with misdemeanors. And the thing is, if they have qualified under the qualifications, you say to them, okay, you can go right, which is down the prosecution pike, and see what happens to you in the courts. Or you can go left into a treatment program for drug addiction or mental illness. It's your choice. Most are choosing prosecution.
3/4.
3/4. And, well, you know what? They're not idiots. You go on in the article, and he finally gets to it. There's a couple of things going on. First of all, well, he talked to LAPD Deputy Chief Chris Pitcher, who oversees diversion programs for the department. He said, although the adult program has had some successes, it's been hampered by policies put in place by court officials and, oh no, George Gascon.
Well, one of them is they got rid of cash bail.
Right. So if they go the prosecution route, they're not going to have to stay in any jail for any time. There's no bail. Right.
So, right.
And then some of them believe Gascon will probably not prosecute me anyway. So I'm going to choose the prosecution door because I don't want to go to some stupid treatment.
And they're correct.
Sit there and give me stuff and ask me questions and make me go to therapy. And
right. So why would you go and take the mental health therapy? That would take weeks or months. You'd have to show up every day. You'd have to, you know, follow all their rules.
Yeah, Pitcher said the individuals who are brought in believe they'll be released very quickly, which they are. The court's zero bail practice is wreaking havoc on this program. And then the second part he said was Gascon may drop the charges anyway because they're quote, minor offenses.
Right. So 3/4 of people eligible for the diversion program don't bother with it. It's much easier just to get charged because there's no bail, there's no penalty.
They talked to keep the story balanced. Antoinette Dozier is a senior attorney with the wonderful Western Center on Law and Poverty. Many people decline diversion because they have work or child care issues.
No, they don't.
That's really funny.
Stop it.
Or the programs will not be conducted in a culturally sensitive way.
No, I saw that. A culturally sensitive way.
That's right.
They're homeless people.
Then you don't really know what they're dealing with. And you don't know how to treat them and deal with them on their terms.
You're talking about crazy people, addicts, homeless people. They're not taking care of their kids. They're whacked out on meth and heroin.
Yeah.
They spend the day stealing stuff.
So they know that.
They're schizophrenic and bipolar. What are you talking about? Yes, I would love to go to the diversion program, but I have all these children I'm caring for. No, you don't. Well, who is that again? Antoinette Dozier?
Yes.
An attorney with the Western Center on Law and Poverty. That is entirely made up. Everything she said in that paragraph is completely false. Complete nonsense.
And then there's Gary Blasi, a professor emeritus at UCLA's law school, and he's a counsel to the Western Center. And I like what he said,
too. Part of the racket.
He says, well, some people have the experience of being offered services that are little value to them. They consume more of their time and energy that they can better spend dealing with survival needs on their own. Meanwhile, more drugs, more stealing, back to the streets.
That's right.
Survival needs.
Having to go and take treatment for your addiction or mental illness, that takes you away from laying in the curb, and injecting your heroin.
We are told time and time again, these people need is treatment. They're asking for it. They want our help. No, yeah. Offered help, and they're like, oh, no, I'll take my chances with the court system.
No, but listen to the horse crap that the people in the homeless industrial complex shovel at you. It's just that it's not culturally sensitive. What would be culturally sensitive for a homeless person? What's culturally sensitive for a drug addict or a mental patient? Explain that. What is culturally sensitive? What the hell? What kind of gibberish gobbledygook nonsense is that?
This is why the next part of the story is about Newsom's program to have judges compel people with serious mental illness and addiction to get treatment. That's probably the only road you can go. The conservatorship road, it basically is. But there's so many objections to it, I don't think that's ever going to see the light of day. That's why this is a mess.
No.
Maybe somebody like Rick Caruso can come up with something to make this.
Because but when you have people like this with their wacky belief system or their lies, it's not just these two, not just Dozier and Blasey. It's 1,000 of these people, 10,000 of these people. It's everybody who works in this system. They're all making money. I mean, if she's a senior attorney, she's got to be making six figures.
I don't know.
You have to.
It's a poverty center. I hope not.
Yeah, it's a poverty center for the poor souls who come in there trying to get help. But the people running it are not in poverty. Wow.
We got more coming up.
Always think to yourself, if you made homelessness disappear tomorrow, who would lose out the most? It would be all the people who work in the system. They wouldn't have a job. They wouldn't have six-figure salaries. John and Ken, KFI.
Well, it happened this afternoon. The Los Angeles County of Public Health, led by Dr. Barbara Ferrer, put out a press release on monkeypox. It's the new rage, don't you know, John? Monkeypox.
Do I have to wear a monkeypox mask?
There's a few things about it that you should know.
I got the monkeypox.
And we don't even trust epidemiologists anymore,
no.
Do we?
No,
we don't.
See, they're addicted now. They're addicted to the publicity and the attention.
Yeah,
so now they're
going
to hype up monkeypox.
Well, they're saying this one's a little strange, that they don't usually have one that spreads this quickly.
Great.
Previous exportations of this disease rarely resulted in any person-to-person transmission, said Henry Wu, an associate professor. Infectious disease program at Emory University School of Medicine, which focuses on travel medicine. I think clearly there is local transmission occurring in these non-endemic areas, and that means outside of Africa, basically, at a number we've never seen before.
Great.
In previous outbreaks.
Okay, are they hyping this up, really?
The concern is, what if this time it's transmitting some other way that it hadn't normally transmitted?
All right, but these guys, their phones stopped ringing, right? They stop.
They have with COVID withdrawal.
Yeah, they start Googling their name, and the last time they were in the news was February. It's like, oh my God, it's 3 months. Am I done? Am I over?
Are you doubting their dedication to
absolutely.
Their science?
Absolutely.
I think they really are just about being on the news.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. I think a lot of them got it's the what was his name? We were talking about the OJ trial before, the judge. There was the Lancito syndrome.
Oh, Lancy,
remember? Yeah.
Yes.
Lancito was the judge. He got a lot of media attention, and he turned the trial into a 9-month disaster. Well, same thing going on here. It's like these people have been the center of the world for over 2 years. It's like, no one's calling. Wait, where's the camera crew? Huh? Anybody want a press release? Hey, I got something scary to say. Monkeypox, monkeypox, monkeypox.
How about Eskild? Eskild Petersen, a professor emeritus of infectious diseases at a university in Denmark.
Mm-hmm.
Said monkeypox is endemic in West Africa, especially Nigeria. The current outbreak is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
They're baffled to some degree.
You know, it says here that they get it from hunting and consumption of bushmeat in Africa, which is an umbrella term for wild animals like monkeys, rodents, and bats.
I have not been hunting and eating any bushmeat lately.
I don't want to hear bats anymore. All right, people must stop eating bats. Stop playing with bats.
Bats are bad.
Bats are bad.
What?
We got the coronavirus, and now we got the monkeypox. Stop with the bats. Kill all the bats. Make them go extinct. We don't need them.
Now, the thing about this is, and here's Peterson again, I don't want to be an alarmist, but we have to be careful with a virus that is spread by the respiratory route like COVID. It is respiratory infection, but previously we didn't think that it was very contagious. Maybe we have to reconsider this.
Wait, maybe you're wrong? Is that what you're telling us? Maybe you're wrong?
Now, in the UK, it's appearing predominantly in gay, bisexual, or men who have sex with men, giving evidence to the sexually transmitted route, because bodily fluids is a way to pass on monkeypox.
I'm not doing
which,
that.
Which, as John just mentioned, it's really better known as rodentpox.
Rodentpox. Yeah, I don't see the monkey issue here. Well, I guess, that you can get it from monkeys in Africa. They think that's when it first started, too. They were doing experiments on monkeys. They probably gave monkeys some version of smallpox, I bet. Back in the 1950s, they were doing experiments and then got loose.
Here's an odd term. Apparently, in the early days, people have known to have picked up the virus from rodent bedding. Do you provide a little bed for your rodent, like a little sheet and pillow?
No, you know what? They make their own bedding, and it's really neat and comfy. Because up at our house up at the lake, we came in one time and we found that the rats had tore open a box of something right in a cabinet.
Yeah,
and then they had stolen tissue paper. It might have been toilet paper or something, and they created these really neat folds. A whole pile of paper so they could rest at the top of the box on top of the tissue.
That is elaborate.
And it was elaborate and meticulous, and I didn't even want to mess it up, except there were rodent droppings all around it. So,
the U.S. has ordered 13 million additional doses of the monkeypox vaccine now that we have a few cases in the United States. Boy, it's pronounced Jynneos, Jynneos. It can be used to treat both the monkeypox and the smallpox. Those poxes don't really have much relationship, but they believe if you've got the smallpox vaccine, that should be good against the monkeypox. But whether or not immunity has waned is another...
they don't know. They have no idea.
No. Monkeypox was discovered in 1958. The first human case was recorded in 1970.
Did you say Barbara Ferrer sent out something on the monkeypox?
Yes, public health statement on monkeypox. I just got it this afternoon in our John and Ken mail. Do you want me to read the whole thing?
Was there anything good in it?
No, it goes through the background of it.
Does she want us to wear a mask?
Here it is, what people should do. People are concerned that they've been exposed or have symptoms of monkeypox, particularly the rash or lesions, should contact their healthcare provider. No, it doesn't say that we should be wearing masks yet.
Yeah, like your average doctor in L.A. knows how to treat monkeypox.
Well,
we're doomed.
Genital lesions.
Yeah, how about that?
The rash may be hard to distinguish from syphilis or herpes simplex virus.
So you can't tell it apart from all the other lesions you picked up. I don't know. I mean, people end up with a lot of sexual lesions. Maybe you ought to take a break for a few weeks.
Speaking of lesions, sort of, this is the story that America just can't stop talking about today. Elon Musk is daring a woman to describe his body, a part of his anatomy not known by the public.
And the rest of the world is saying, please don't do that.
That is hysterical.
We'll take your word for it.
We'll give you the details behind this story coming up.
John and Ken, KFI. You know, I was talking to a guy I know who works for the city. And he said a friend of his who also works for the city is quitting the job. I said, oh, why? And he said he got a job driving Frito-Lay trucks around town, $100,000 a year.
Oh, how about that?
$110,000 to drive potato chip truck. And he goes, the guy was happy. He goes, he'll be home every night with his family. He's going to be making $110,000. And he's driving a potato chip truck. And I'm thinking, that's pretty good. Yeah. I can just drive around all day, deliver potato chips, and listen to you on the radio.
Oh, yeah, right. I'll still be doing this. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You're not driving no potato chip truck.
I'll give you a shout-out every now and then if you bring me some bags of chips.
That's right. Say hello to John.
I like the corn chips.
Yeah, yeah. Say hello to John in the Fritos truck.
All right, late in the show last night, we got word of this story from an outfit called Insider. That a woman who apparently was a flight attendant on an Elon Musk private jet said that she was sexually harassed by Elon Musk. The details of this, though, are being reported by a friend of the woman because the claim is she left with a $250,000 settlement and, of course, one of those will not disclose deals.
I guess she disclosed.
She
take the money back.
Well, her friend, if there is a friend, it's kind of hard to.
Yeah, who's the friend? Or is this the woman pretending to be the friend? Or was she hired by the people pissed off that Musk is going to take over Twitter?
Yeah, that's what he says it's all about, is his takeover of Twitter. And that's all he believes is the motivation behind this. The attendant told a friend that Musk asked her to come into his room during the flight to London for a massage. The declaration says that during the massage, Musk exposed his genitals and then touched her leg and offered to buy her a horse if she would do more, referring to the performance of sex acts. The flight attendant, who does ride horses, declined.
I'll buy you a horse. I guess that didn't work, huh?
In a series of tweets today, Elon Musk says that the friend in question who gave the interview is a far-left activist / actress in L.A. with a major political axe to grind. He put friend in quotes.
Yeah.
It's clear their only goal was a hit piece to interfere with the Twitter acquisition. The story was written before they even talked to me. The attacks against me should be viewed through a political lens. This is their standard despicable playbook, but nothing will deter me from fighting for a good future and your right to free speech. Now, he also issued a challenge. I have a challenge to this liar who claims their friend saw me exposed. Describe just one thing, anything at all, scars, tattoos, that isn't known by the public. She will not be able to do so because it never happened.
Well, I don't...
But if you just take out your member in your pants, you may not be able to see really the whole.
Who has tattoos on that? I'm sure somebody does.
Is that what he's implying? There's something.
I mean, I don't.
Unique?
Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't have any scars or tattoos anywhere.
Any rings?
I was going to say, what about a ring?
A ring?
I don't know. Jewelry? I'm just saying.
No. I'd be scared. It would
piercings.
It would cut off the supply. No, wouldn't put a ring on that.
Well, we know you can't get your wedding ring off your finger there, so you know something got stuck in another place. Is that still stuck on your finger, by the way?
It's still stuck on the finger, yeah.
You tried all the lotions and soap?
No, he didn't try anything.
I didn't try. How do you know? Right.
I know.
She's quick.
I just complain about things. I don't actually try to solve any problems.
That's your guy.
You would think you would make one effort, but...
I will. Yeah. When I'm really bored one day, I'll start rubbing lotions.
This allegedly happened on his private plane in 2016, so it is six years
ago. Private plane. Besides, what do you do? You go into somebody's private cabin. He's the richest guy in the world, and he's sitting there with a towel over his lap. You shouldn't go in there.
Are you saying that this is excusable?
I'm saying you shouldn't go in there.
You shouldn't go in there.
And no. I just don't
care. She's an employee. He called her to the front cabin.
And how did she know that that's what she would see?
You have to get out of there then.
Well, it looks like she agreed to massage him, and then her claim is he accelerated the demands.
Well, I don't know. I'm just kind of tired of these stories. Apparently, besides, if she got her $250,000 and it was 6 years ago.
Well, the friend is saying this is the case of another powerful man who's getting away with it. That's a sexual harasser, and he just pays people off.
That's why men want to be powerful. This is why they get into the game. They get in the game to be powerful and to get the girls.
And to pay them off so they don't...
Well, they don't realize that's going to happen, but...
Yeah. Well, we'll see if she comes forward with a description.
Besides, what does this mean? That he can't own Twitter? He has to sell Tesla?
The last time I remember this happening is when Paula Jones identified Bill Clinton's unique situation.
Well, sure, because he had a sharp left turn there. But
yeah. And have you seen those commercials? I even know the website because it's a hoot. Bentcarrot.com. Go take a look.
I don't want to go on some weird site.
No, 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 it's not. It's this a product the, on regular company, commercial television.
Not, this is the company
it's
computer.
It's supposed to help men with this ailment.
Seriously?
Right, yes. It's an actual
I'm not
going to
end up looking at weird pictures, am I?
You are not going to see weird pictures.
All right.
You will see...
A bent carrot.
Right. And it's supposed to represent a man's...
Let me see. Bentcarrot.com.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about Peyronie's disease. That's what Clinton had. Yes.
Yes. It's about Peyronie's disease. It's a real thing. It's
help.
Not a...
Oh, they have a bent carrot as the logo. Help reduce the bend.
Yeah.
A bend with a bump could be Peyronie's disease. Ask about Zeaflex. Zeaflex is a prescription medicine to treat adult men with Peyronie's disease who have a plaque that can be felt and a curve in their penis greater than 30 degrees.
See?
What, do you got to get a protractor out for that?
I'm only at 25 degrees today, so
you can't get the prescription.
I don't need any help.
Oh.
Yeah, I saw that ad. My eyes bulged. I said, this is real. It was on like Channel 9 or 11. It wasn't like on some weird... It was later at night, though, and I just found this really funny. I said, this is a real product.
Well, wait a second. Look at the side effects, though. Zeaflex can cause serious side effects, including penile fracture.
Oh.
Also known as corporal rupture.
No.
I don't want that. Says here, an injection of Zeaflex can may cause damage to the tubes in your penis.
Tubes?
Oh, wait a second. I have a bent one, and now they're going to break it.
Well, you know, you want to try it. Remember, side effects only happen in a very small percentage of cases, but they're required to put out this info.
You just have to change your angle of descent, that's all.
All right, we got more coming up.
How am I supposed to do the news after that?
Yeah, I hope you have something real serious there.
I do.
You do? Okay, well, we'll just take a moment. Take a deep breath. John and Ken show.
All right, coming up, a couple of stories dealing with the Buffalo mass shooting. There was a private chat, which the shooter engaged in about 30 minutes before he began shooting at people. We now know how many people were in on that private chat as he kind of discussed with them his plan.
And nobody called the cops.
Nobody did, so we'll give you the details coming up after the news. And there's stuff coming out of the Russia-Ukraine situation you got to hear about, too. Russia's making a move to draft the old men. Get into that.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Boy.
That's desperate. We got an animal story. Look at that.
A happy one or a sad one?
That's my line.
I'm not sure how to... it's mixed.
People are always stealing your lines.
I know.
There apparently is a man in Mar Vista on the west side who, how do I put this? He appears to like to hoard bunnies. Hundreds and hundreds of rabbits were found in his backyard. It's not the first time he's done this. Is this a little weird? Joseph Franco is his name. Fox 11 did the story. The reporter, Haley Winslow, asked him, well, how many do you have? Too many. Used to be an herb garden back here. We make herbal extracts for hair and skin products for Redken and other companies. We took the rabbits on as a... Oh, is that because they test on those, don't they,
Deborah? I was just going to ask you that.
They test on the rabbits, yeah.
That's why I only use products that don't test on animals.
So this guy has a backyard in Mar Vista where he does science experiments on rabbits? And grows
Here's
weird
his
herbs.
Quote, we make herbal extracts for hair and skin products for Redken and other companies, and we took the rabbits on as a favor for some friends. So we took two animals, but they were not fixed. Whoa. They told us they were fixed. So it started with a little white lie. It is not a joke, folks. When you hear they multiply like rabbits. Rabbits are ferocious.
Now, he only got these rabbits on Monday, I think, right? Now he's got hundreds.
He's got hundreds. Rabbit rescuers say they're all less than a year old because they've been through this before with Franco. See? He breeds and hoards feral bunnies.
Now is he using them for his products or
his Redken experiments? I don't want to
say something defamatory about him.
No, I don't know. There's a rescue group called Too Many Bunnies.
And what are they
That's
doing?
The name of the organization. It's a rabbit rescue. And the woman said, oh, they're sick. Aww. And they're suffering and they're getting eaten by raccoons every night.
Oh, my God, the carnage.
I have a bunch of skulls that show retro bulb abscess, meaning they're dying horribly.
What does that
mean? He ordered us off the property when we were down to 13 rabbits.
What is retro bulb ac? Is that a disease?
Abscess. I guess it's something in the brain and the skull.
Sounds bad, doesn't it?
Yeah. He denies the allegation. And he says, he denies an allegation. He took truckloads of rabbits to the butcher.
Oh, God.
Anybody wants some rabbits, too? No, that's not true at all, he said. We provide a place for them to live and multiply. And they can burrow. Apparently we were doing the wrong thing. In the city limits, you can't do this. This is a really odd story, isn't it?
He's denying a lot of things.
We should have gotten the audio, did we? Oh, I guess we didn't. Because I'd like to hear this guy talk.
Yeah, get the audio, if you can, Ray. Maybe we can play it later on.
While Channel 11 was there, an L.A. City worker.
Oh, yeah, we do. Oh, actually, we do. It's cut two. Yeah, go ahead, play it.
Basically, this is a,
now, there he is,
a sanctuary.
In the backyard of this green home in a quiet Mar Vista neighborhood, bunnies.
Whoa. How many do you have?
Too many.
200 to 300. Many hiding underground during the day. Cute, twitching noses, chewing hay of all different colors.
Well, this was an herb garden at a time. We made herbal extracts for hair and skin products for Redken and other companies. We took two animals that were not fixed, and they told
exactly
us they weren't fixed. So it started
like
with a little white lie.
And they rapidly multiplied. Rabbit rescuers say these are all less than a year old because they've been through this with Joseph Franco before, breeding and hoarding feral bunnies.
They are sick, 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 and suffering back there and getting eaten by raccoons like every night. And I have a bunch of skulls that show retrobulbar abscess and horrible things. They're dying horribly. He ordered us off the property when we were down to 13 rabbits.
We provided a place for them to live and multiply. They can burrow. But apparently we were doing the wrong thing. So in the city limits, you can't do that.
While we were here, a L.A. City worker dropped off these crates for Franco to take the bunnies to local shelters. They can't be released into the wild because, unlike cottontails, these are a domestic breed.
These domestic rabbits don't know what's poisonous. They have no idea how to avoid predators, and they really won't survive out there. Rabbits actually make fantastic house pets, and they litter box train. They're wonderful, but they have to be spayed and neutered because their reproductive rate is exponential.
Which is why they're here once again, hoping the city will stop Franco and get these bunnies help.
It's going to be interesting to see if they can go 12 feet down and 80 feet out into those holes and get every rabbit. In hoarding cases that I've done, generally about 6 months later, I usually walk the neighborhoods in English and Spanish and tell people to call me if bunnies are popping up.
The most important thing that people can do now to help this situation is to adopt a rabbit or a guinea pig or hamster because they live in the same room at the shelters. Mm-hmm. And so adopting a rabbit from a rescue or a shelter will really help.
Just one rabbit.
In Mar Vista, Haley Winslow, Fox 11 News.
Don't order two. All right. You want the statistics on this?
What?
Rabbits can start breeding at the age of 6 months, and they can breed for 4 years. It takes 31 days to have a litter. You can have 12 in a litter. And she can get pregnant again a few days after giving birth.
Wow. Imagine if that was true for a woman.
Oh, God.
You can get pregnant every month.
And how long's the gestation period?
28, 31 days.
Deborah Mark had 100 children by now.
I know.
They'd be digging holes in the backyard.
I'd be digging holes.
How does that happen? This is the way it genetically evolved. Huh?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe there were a lot of predators, and they just evolved to reproduce quickly.
Yeah, rabbits are pretty gentle things, and they're easily grabbed and eaten.
Yeah, I mean, look what the raccoons got in there.
Why don't you guys adopt a couple?
Not rabbits. They're kind of boring.
You just said they're sweet and gentle. Didn't you just say
they're boring. They just sit there in the cage, and they just twitch all the time. The little mouth just twitches.
What would your dog do to the rabbits? Would they start eating him?
Oh, when I go on walks, there are a lot of those wild rabbits out there. One of my dogs goes crazy.
There you go. That's dinner.
Dinner.
You can feed them a rabbit every day.
It's primal instinct. They want to pounce. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms. When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.